Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
We've made it to Friday.
Yeah, we have.
Congratulations, folks.
We did it.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am Brian. That over there is Luke. Luke is in the Solidarity Realty Studios, broadcasting to you on 1580 AM, as that's WTTN, as well as Devil Radio 92.7. I'm over here in Waukesha on 540 AM, WAUK, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw.
Yeah, you're killing it. Killing it, Brian. Pulling down the fort there in the Shaw. And you got some fun programming coming up.
That's breath control, guys.
You got some fun programming coming up on the Shaw this evening. We got some Friday Night Live going on. Friday Night Live going on in the Shaw later tonight. So that's going to be a fun first kickoff of the summer in the Shaw. And looking
forward
to hearing all about
it. Beautiful downtown Waukesha, right here in Guitar Town.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mr. Crudy will be... available to be talked to. Also, Jim Santel will be in town. We're also going to launch at the Farmer's Market tomorrow. Don Brown's going to be doing a show at 8 o'clock. And then Jim Santel launches his show, Morning Cannolis, with Jim Santel at 9 o'clock.
And he brings enough cannolis for the entire class. Like,
man,
that guy,
every single word that he comes out of his mouth is informative and or educational.
It is. It's true. It's true. And so that's going to be a new fun show kicking off tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the Shaw and here on Devil Radio. Some excellent programming notes for the listening audience. But if you want to join this show, share your tangent with us, give us a call. Send us a text, 844-967-2789. You can join us all hour long. But Brian, got a number of headlines we want to get to, but I want to kick off the show with an update about what's going on in Keele, Wisconsin. We talked about it on yesterday's show because, as we alluded to then, it's a pretty big story, and I feel like it's not getting the attention that it deserves.
Which is funny because the whole reason it got to this point was national attention being put on it.
Right. So there's the right-wing echo chambers are paying attention to it.
Yes.
Because it's a culture war that was sought out and stoked by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. And it got Newsmax, Fox News's hosts, and those personalities talking about it, but it... I feel like it was really going under the radar here in the state of Wisconsin. And unfortunately, Brian, the tactics that worked from Will taking the story national to those echo chambers, the bomb threats that were called in throughout the city, not just the schools, but it was the public library, the government buildings, businesses, streets, all throughout this city of less than 4,000 people in eastern Wisconsin. It worked. They were terrified enough of the bomb threats and these acts of what I would refer to as domestic terrorism, because that's what it was. They were threatening violence to get a means to an end of what they wanted. They wanted the end of the Title IX investigation. And last night at their meeting, because of the threats of violence coming from seemingly random individuals, the FBI has arrested one man, a California man, in relation to these calls. Of bomb threats, or however they're making them, I don't know exactly how the threats are being conveyed. But the school board in Keele last night decided to shut down the Title IX investigation because of the threats of violence.
And now, this isn't an FBI investigation. This isn't a criminal investigation. This is a Title IX investigation. This isn't. It's literally just an investigation. The authority is within the school district and pretty much about it.
Yeah, it's Title IX is a federal law that essentially requires schools to make sure that equality is being conducted in the school districts. It is what allowed girls' sports to be expanded, girls' and women's sports to be expanded. And it is it was a huge step forward for equality. And so three eighth graders decided that they, as far as we could tell, because again, like you alluded to in yesterday's show, Brian, Title IX investigations are kept pretty quiet. This is something that gets conducted. They thoroughly review the instances, and then they release the findings of the report once they're
because they're legitimate trained investigators. Objectivity and, you know, that type of thing and integrity are paramount to their reputation as investigators, right. Unlike the sham people like Michael Gableman, because these people will not be the press. The whole point, like my brother's a Title IX investigator, and I asked him, you know, flippantly, I'm like, at what point do they tell you how to deal with the press and what to do? And he's like, why would I do that? He wouldn't even talk to me. I'm his brother, and he won't come on my own show to talk about it because, for fear of even remotely relating anything to do with any case that has to do with him, to relay any sort of bias as far as he goes, as far as an investigator goes, because I know from things that he's told me, there have been instances where he, you know, the plaintiff was lying. There have been instances where the defendant was lying, and you never know what happens until you investigate. And my point is, by bringing all this up, is that somebody in the Title IX investigation team, one, the fact that you don't know any other facts about this case other than what those three boys have said, speaks volumes as to who released all the information, or any information at all. And the fact that we basically don't really know much beyond that there's a transgender student who had asked for a bathroom, as well as to be called by they, them pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's really out of bounds to ask. And if you don't agree with that lifestyle, please understand I'm taking that word back. It's if you don't agree with their who they are.
Who they identify as.
If you don't agree with any of that, that's okay. Don't talk to them. Go away. That's it.
Well,
just separate. Just stop being a bully about it. Regardless of how you feel, you should stop being a bully about it. But again, we don't only know that information about it.
Yeah, and we know that in this investigation that the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty stepped in and intervened as the lawyers for the three eighth grade boys that seemed to be the subjects of whether or not there was harassment going on in the Keele School District. And so the terrifying part of this, Brian, is that the threats worked. The strategy that Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty took to take this case public, that is a will, that is their decision to do. It was in their objective to take this and get the it's what they wanted. They wanted the culture war, and they're stoking the culture war. It's the same thing. They went and there is an ongoing litigation here in Dane County over the Madison Metropolitan School District in regards to the LGBTQ inclusion training that Madison staff goes through. And the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty identified, they went and found parents to sue the school district to get the information from that training. And they refuse to share with the Madison School District the parents that they're representing. So there is no evident, well, there is no way for the Madison School District to even know that the defense that they're trying to make is against parents and students that are even enrolled in the Madison School District, because they can't confirm that because they don't have the identity of those individuals. That case is before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This is a repeated pattern that the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty does. And the ramifications of this case in Keele, Wisconsin, where the entire city, They canceled school. They canceled Memorial Day festivities around the weekend, and graduation is still delayed.
All because you couldn't just say, you go over there, you go over there, don't talk to each other for the rest of the school year, then you won't have to talk to each other all summer.
Because they didn't want a Title IX investigation to be able to qualify for they-them pronouns over what I would believe is a student that
Oh, because of a precedent that would be set.
Yes,
oh,
that's the thing.
They're worried about a precedent being set. Oh, okay.
So that's what Wisconsin Institute
that's
what, for
that's
Law
worth,
and Liberty
That's worth terrorizing an entire town of 4,000 people, who most of them probably just said, oh, okay, great. Have a good day. See you.
I got to imagine the residents of Kiel have got to be fairly upset about this. I would.
Are you kidding me? They can't do anything. You think they're pissed off about masks? You now have the whole place shut down because will they need to make a bigger deal out of something that really just should have been. Could you just stop that? Thanks.
Yeah. So
Wisconsin, nice. Real good.
I want to read a little bit from a piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Brian, because I think the quotes from the school district, the school board, are interesting. After the meeting in closed session at 4 p.m. Thursday, the board issued a statement via social media at around 9 p.m. announcing its decision. Quote, consistent with our board policies and procedures, we have issued clear directives and expectations to all students involved in this matter for the purpose of preventing bullying and harassment and ensuring a safe and supportive learning environment for all of our students, the letter said. However, in the statement, board members said the Kiel Area School District, quote, prohibits all forms of bullying and harassment in accordance with all laws, including Title IX, and would continue to support all students in federally protected classes, quote, consistent with board policy and the law. So it seems to be that Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty took on legal representation for the bullies, and in doing so, they ginned up an environment that led to 6 bomb threats on the city of Kiel in order to create a pressure through terrorism. Threatening violence to achieve a goal is terrorism.
And just so you know, if
and
you
that's
think
what the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is applauding.
If you think it's the people on the plaintiff's side that are blowing this up, I tried reaching out to the national group of Title IX investigators, the folks that train them in general, and a group together of them. And I don't even know if they have a press grouping. They have people who do marketing, but they don't really. I mean, they do press releases sometimes, but they don't really have anything to do with the press. But I do know that there's a really good chance that Will has Laura Ingraham on speed dial.
Oh, I would absolutely assume that.
Hey, Laura, I got some kids, white kids, who have been aggrieved by having to say pronouns.
That seems right up Will's alley to represent. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. It's a Friday. Taking your tangents, 844-967-2789.